Maseches Arlam, Parak Beis, Mishnah Tes. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned that if chulin sourdough was put into regular dough to leaven it, and then truma or kalayim sourdough fell in as well to leaven it, and then the leavening process started, it will aser the dough, it will make it forbidden, because the truma and the kalayim sourdough also aids in the leavening process. Mishnah Tes has a similar case. If there was chulin that's permitted, sourdough fell into regular chulin dough, v'chimtza, and it already leavened it. And this is the difference between the two Mishnahs. In Mishnah Tes, the leavening process has already finished with the chulin leavening agent. V'acharkach nafal sarshal truma, oy sarshal klai karim. And only afterwards, after the leavening was already over, the dough already rose, then more sourdough fell in from truma or from kalayim. V'yesh boi kidei l'chametz, and there's enough from the second sourdough that fell in to be able to cause leavening to the entire dough. Usser, according to the Tanakhama, it's still usser. However, Reb Shimon matir. In this case, Reb Shimon is matir, he permits it, and that is because since the leavening was already completed by the chulin sourdough before the truma or kalayim sourdough fell in, adding more leavening agent after the leavening already took place is detrimental to the taste of the dough. It causes it to taste bad if further leavening occurs, and this is called nisin tam lefgam. It's giving bad taste, and therefore it's batal, according to Reb Shimon, and in this way it's more lenient than the previous Mishnah. Mishnah Yud discusses a mixture of spices that are put in, different spices that each one alone was not enough to spice the entire dish. Only with the combination of them together, they had enough to spice the dish. And do they combine to aser the dish if they come from forbidden places? So Mishnah Yud, Tavlin Shnayim Ushleisha Shemais Mimin Achad. If you have three different spices that are from three different Shemais, three different names, that means three different types of Isurim, such as Truma or Arla or Asherah, three different Isurim, but it's Mimin Achad, it's from the same species. So it's one spice, for example, pepper, but it's coming, you have pepper from Truma, pepper from Arla, pepper from Asherah. And only with the combination of all of them together is there enough to spice the dish. Each one individually wouldn't spice the dish. Mishleisha, or if it was three different types of spices, that pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, each one, they all three different spices had the same shame, the same iser. They were all from Truma, or they were all from Arla. So the Tanakhama holds Usser Umitzarfin. They will combine and prohibit the dish, even though individually they wouldn't spice the dish, but they all combined, whether it's three different types of Isurim with the same type of spice, or three different types of spice with the same type of Isser, they combine to Asser the dish. Reb Shimon says, Shnayim Mishleisha Shemis Mimin Achad, whether it's three different types of Isurim from the same species of spice, Aishnei Minin Mishem Echad, or two different types of spices, two different species of spices, but they have the same Isser, it's the same, for example, Truma or Arla, both of these cases, Enim Mitzarfin. He argues on both points of the Tanakhama, and he says, we do not combine different spices, nor do we combine different types of Isurim. It has to be the same exact spice and the same Isser in order for it to be able to combine to have the necessary volume that will give enough taste to the dish that it will no longer be nullified in the proportions that generally nullify this thing, Truma or Arla, whatever it is. It has to be the same type of spice with the same Isser to combine to give the flavor to not be nullified and aser the dish.